Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm just going to go through some quick little things that I need to go through. First, I want to thank all the venues that carry this show, CastBox, all iTunes, iHeart, Spreaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Blog Talk, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Siri, Alexa, TuneIn, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Castro. And I'm sure there are many more that I'm not even aware of at this point, but thank all of them for carrying me. If you're listening on one of these venues, please follow so that you can get updates on when I'm going to be doing a show and listen in and join in. I started doing my TV show, Psychic Medium Tony G, with Blog Talk Radio so that I could integrate my callers and my listeners into that show also. I'm going to be recording a new episode of Create a Life You Love with Dr. Luann Moraski. She is simply amazing, and the work that she does is so phenomenal. I'm very excited for this interview that is going to be coming up. And one last little office note. Sorry. I'm going to also start live streaming with Facebook the show. And if you would like to know more information about my books, you can go to Amazon.com, put in my name, TONIGREENE, and I should pop up. There we go. That's all my back office notes. Now, I am going to go to callers. And I can't even express to you, first, before I take callers, and don't hang up. Please don't hang up. There's just something, like, life is really amazing, and I've always been really grateful for my life and for everything, and I've had many careers in my life. I've done promotions and advertising, and I was really very happy while I did that. When I was 16, I started working in the fitness industry, and I loved it. I was teaching classes and selling memberships and became the district manager of health clubs, and there was nothing at that time that I loved more. And then I went into I still continue to do fitness classes, spinning and yoga and teaching dance and doing modeling, and I loved that. And then I went into advertising and promotions and still teaching fitness. And I just want to say that when you love what you do, then first of all, you need to love what you're doing, because we spend the majority of our day doing it. And when you do love what you do, everything falls into place. I mean, you're just flowing with the world. Now, I personally believe that each and every one of us, and I know this to be true with every ounce of my being, we all have a purpose. We have several purposes. We have love, the purpose of self-love. It's our main purpose, because once we have self-love, we love everything and everyone. And then we have a career purpose, and we have a specific love purposes. But that career purpose is what I want to focus on right now, because no one comes here, nobody comes here to be miserable and to suffer through anything, relationship, love, family, work. There are few aspects in our life where we spend this much time. Most of us spend 8 hours a day at work. And then we spend the time that it takes to commute there or to commute home. And I often hear about, you know, oh, my boss, my coworker, or I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like where I'm doing it. You have the power to create a life that you absolutely, and it is never too late. Like I said, look at all the careers that I have had. It is never too late. And when you're in the right place, doing the right thing, when you're working from passion and purpose and doing something that you love, believe me, heaven and earth will move to make it work for you. And it's nobody's purpose to not fulfill their purpose, their career or work purpose. My brother, who is 35, has Down syndrome, and he has a job, and he loves it. He works at McDonald's, and let me tell you, he loves it. He loves it. So I don't want to hear sometimes when people, and I'm not underestimating the gripping power, and in some cases people cannot work, and I get that. I completely understand that. So please don't say you don't understand. Don't send me scathing emails. I don't open them anymore. Okay? If you're not in appreciation of what I'm saying or understanding that this is not personal, that's okay. I love you still, and I will send you more love. But every single purpose, and I know many people who are bipolar, have severe depression and anxiety, and they are working in their purpose. And let me tell you, when you are in your purpose and you are flowing with the universe, none of that matters. As a matter of fact, it starts to subside it. I believe when we are not in purpose, all of those things come to the surface to push us, to literally push us and say, wake up. Get in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing. Now, what we're supposed to be doing, oftentimes, we don't believe that's it because it's so easy. It's so easy. Me personally, I'm going to tell you, I never thought I would write a book. I'm extremely dyslexic. I even talk with dyslexia at times. And my grammar and punctuation and my spelling, I shouldn't even be admitting this on the air. Like my 12-year-old niece could probably correct all of my writings. She rolls her eyes at me often. But because I'm a channel and I channel information from above, I just let that come through me and I let somebody else do what they do in editing my books. I never thought I would be on the radio because, in general, I'm a little bit shy. I know it's hard to believe. I'm a little bit shy, and I don't like to be. Although I can be on a stage in front of 100 people, easily, 200 people easily, and talk, it's all channeling. If I had to talk about myself, I'd fall apart in a second. I'd have 2 seconds worth of hi, my name's Tony, thanks, have a good day. That's it. And I'd wanna run off that stage. But when I channel, I can be there for 20 hours without taking a breath and just bring information from above. And when you're in your purpose, and when you're on purpose for a purpose, that is how life is. So please know there is a purpose for you. There is a love purpose. There is a work purpose. There is a place for you in this world. And you, deep down inside, it is pushing you to get in that place. So, having said that, I'm going to go to our first caller. When I say your area code, please say your name and where you're calling from, and then a question or a connection. Here we go to 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
Hey, great. It's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you? You said great, so let's get through what's going on with you.
Well, I moved into a new wonderful home over here. A gentleman named Fred Bells. His mom passed away a couple weeks ago. And it's a million-dollar home. It overlooks the river in the back. We see it. Big ducks. They have a big TV. Blu-ray, the pool table upstairs, and I'm renting a room for $1,000. It's about 12 or 14 by about 20 feet. It has a little shower in it, and has beautiful oak wood floors, and it's a pretty huge house, and they seem to be really nice people. He lives here with his son, and one other guy from Egypt that's ready to room, so it's not, it's not like a, one guy bringing out to six people in the house, or,
Right.
So it's kind of family oriented.
So that's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. I'm so happy to hear that, Nathaniel. So did you have a question, or is just,
It's
kind of an update.
I really have other people come through. I'm interested in music and something I do, but I just can't pass up the thing to have someone come through. My mom or dad, I know several people
okay,
in the past.
Your mom shows up first. Your mom shows up first. Now, was your mom thinner, especially towards the end?
Yes.
Okay, this is her, because she's just showing me thin. So I want to tell you her first message for you is to keep going, keep moving, don't stop, get it together. Don't let the past dictate the future. Don't allow yourself to be in a quagmire. Allow yourself to, I don't know if this makes sense, to fit in and be in and explore the world as it is. I think this is coming from your father. That's from your mother. But get it together. That is from your father. Get it together. You have some music that you have. Have you written music?
Yes.
Because they're saying you have some music you have written. Get it out there. I'm actually hearing YouTube is a really good venue for artists. They're saying just get it out there. You know, Nathaniel, I'm going to give you a few. This is coming through, so I'm going to give it to you. I hope you, if you don't have a pen and paper right now, re-listen to this with a pen and paper. Blog Talk is absolutely amazing. You can do a 30-minute show once or twice a week for free with Blog Talk. And they're saying, like, get it together, get a show about music started and play your songs and sing on there and then get it to the other venues. But use these social media venues to get yourself out there and to promote yourself and to get your music out there. Get your music out there. Get it together. Get it out there. Get it together. Get it out there. If this is your passion and this is what you want, it's time for you to start moving forward with it. No more excuses. And I'm going to ask now, this, you know, I just want to say this falls into what they were saying prior to me taking your call about following your passion and your purpose and being in the flow of things. So there's something stopping or blocking. I'm going to clear you for anything stopping you or blocking you and anybody else listen for your purpose, your passion, because that is such a huge thing to be happy and to be financially okay and to be in that place where we can thrive in what we love. So I'm clearing anything stopping or blocking us from being in our purpose and our passion, and this, a lot of this is coming out of the throat space for you. And I want to tell you, within a month, you're going to have a breakthrough with your music, and you really, 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 really are going to be very happy. And mom is saying, you know, we're not above you, we're beside you. Step by step, every inch of the way, like she's showing me, each of them are one to the left and one to the right with your arms interlocked, like walking you. Like we're beside you every step of the way. We want you to know you're not alone. Sometimes you feel like you're actually very, very sensitive, she's saying, and that even though you accept things that people do, you don't always understand how or why they can do that. But you're very understanding and you try to understand, but sometimes you're at a loss. You don't get it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just hearing your brother's going to have a change of heart, a change of heart, a change of heart, and that your brother's going to need some communication soon, some conversation. This is going to happen like any time from a month to 6 months. Be that shoulder to cry on or that ear that listens, but don't give advice. Don't give advice. Nope. It's going to be very difficult. Don't give advice. Just listen. He just needs to say things out loud, and then he has to come to his own conclusions, but you cannot. You cannot help him come to his conclusions. He needs to do that on his own. But right now where you are, everything is going to be well, and they love you, they love you, they love you. Remember, we're beside you, and there are many others that are, like, pushing you forward. Stop hesitating. It's not the 60s anymore.
It's not the 60s anymore.
Get on it. So that's what they want to say to you. I hope this message was helpful to you, and I hope you enjoyed it receiving it as much as I enjoyed giving it. And I need to ask, does all of this resonate? Does it make sense to you?
Hopefully, totally.
Perfect, perfect. Nathaniel, I hope this clearing and these messages are going to push you forward into your purpose and help you fly like the beautiful, beautiful eagle that you should be flying as, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Tony. God bless you.
You are so welcome, and I look forward to talking with you in about a month and a half. You can call back before that, of course. I love talking with you, but I want to know after you go through your transitions, I really want to know how this plays out for you. But get it out there, get it out there, get it out there. Okay.
All right now.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. It's always an honor to speak with you.
You too. God bless you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to the next caller, 203. Hello, 203. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Pat. I got in late last week, so I'm glad I got in today. I'm working with you with healing. This past weekend, I was pretty low, but I'm working with doctors. I've gotten off some meds, which is good, and I'm on a prescription, but it's for B6, for folate, and that's supposed to help with depression. That may take a while, but wondering if you see that's going to help me. And just if you could do some sort of healing and just tell me what you think. The motivation is like minus 100. I hear you when you say we have a purpose. I could be getting up and painting. I just can't believe the time I waste hiding in my brain.
Here we go. I'm going to do just for you and for everybody who's listening to this show or re-listening to this show. I'm going to do, there's something stopping or blocking us from our purpose and our passion. I'm going to do this clearing now, Pat, and I'm going to tell you, you need to clear your system. You need to start, I hear apple cider vinegar would be very good. You just need to clear your system, And by system, they mean your body. You need to clear your system, I'm hearing there's something, with you. And I get like a lot of things are going on right now for everyone. But for you, you're having, so when we grow up, we go through things. One of the best things that ever happened in my life, I'm going to share something. I can't believe I'm going to say this right now, because I'm a very, very private person, and I don't like to share my stuff publicly, because I never want people to think of me as a victim, because I'm not a victim. I chose this life before I came in, and absolutely every single thing that has happened to me was part of my growth, my understanding, and my road to love of self and others. But as a child, some things happened. As a very young child, some things happened to me, and me and my siblings ended up in the foster care system. And I don't blame or regret this. I have no memory of it. I have no memory before the age of 12. I have a couple memories between 10 and 12, but no memory before the age of 10, none whatsoever. So, hey, not a big deal to me. However, that sits inside of us. And we think we need to have an answer to this, and that somebody else is going to give us this logical answer to this. And that the truth of the matter is acceptance and understanding is the answer to everything that happens in our life. Now, I know some people have a much tougher go of it in their early years than they do in their later years. And we have that tougher go of it. It makes it very difficult for us to function later on in life. And I'm not minimizing any trauma that anybody has gone through, because we all have our own process to figure out how to come out the other side clean, so to say. And I can't tell anybody how to come out the other side clean. The only thing I can say is that when we understand from a different perspective that this might be something that is vital for us, then we can start the healing. Like, we come here to evolve. And if our life is perfect, where do we evolve? How do we evolve if we never have a trauma? Now, I'm not saying we should have as much trauma or that we need the trauma, but if our goal is to eventually be at the highest ascension possible so we can guide others, if we've never had a trauma, we'll just have judgment for others instead of understanding their path. Oh, that was perfectly channeled. Thank you. Thank you, angels. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to tell you one other thing that has been clinically proven, and you can look up the studies. The more we talk about our traumas, the more they become a program. And the emotion that we have when we talk about those traumas dictates how that trauma, that program that we're creating sits with us and the energy that we carry with it. So when we have a really good memory, a really good, happy experience, we might say it once or twice. Because nobody wants to hear. In today's society, nobody wants to hear anything good going on in your life. What? But however, if we keep repeating those good experiences and how happy we were, that creates that energy with us. Now, some people think that, you know, I don't really have any good experiences. That's okay. Just don't repeat the bad experiences because you're reinforcing those programs. They found that talk therapy can be more detrimental to some people than others because they constantly are repeating the past. Now, when we repeat a statement once, a point is made in our brain, a little dot, let's call it. And then when we repeat it again, the line from that dot grows, and then the line, and it creates a synapsis. It literally creates a program, a synapsis in our brain that says this is real no matter what, and now I can't. And we have to break that. We have to start ignoring those synapses, those programs, as difficult as it is, and move forward. You need some, and I keep hearing, you need to clean your system. So I'm going to, like, start the clearing on that also and let that help you. Oh, and that hits me right in the chest, not in the heart, but in the chest. Like, it takes my breath away. And I'm going to tell you that through the next couple of days, now sometimes when our system clears, it feels like flu-like symptoms. And I want you to just be aware that anything that happens, any memories that come up, sometimes the memory kisses us goodbye. So it comes up and we see it. And it's saying goodbye. We can't reinvest in it. We have to say bye. Thank you for your time and your purpose and your what you showed me here in this life, and let it go. So today I want you to just commit to yourself. Just commit to yourself that moving forward, you are going to focus on only what happened from the time you get out of bed until the time you go to bed. Just do that for 3 days straight and see what a difference it makes. Anytime a thought of the past comes up, I want you to do something, even if it's, and I know that I should not advocate this, even if it's having a little treat that you love, like some people really love chocolate. Even if it's just every time a negative thought comes in, stop that thought and have a chocolate. Or whatever little treat, just a little, not a lot, and then go about your day. If you turn on the TV, only turn on comedies. If you listen to the radio, don't listen to sad, sappy love songs or listen to something that you really, really, really love, like something that will make you happy. Just go for at least 3 days. And if that starts to work, just continue on that pattern. Can you do that for me, Pat?
Yes, one question. In the past, apple cider vinegar, which I know is an amazing healer, puts me in an amazing craving for sugar. Can you see if I try this again, will I not have that effect? Because I'd love to do that.
So what I'm going to tell you is when we have that amazing craving, that means it's leaving our body and our body is screaming out for it. So if apple cider vinegar makes you crave sugar, maybe it's because it's detoxing your body of all the excess, detoxing your body of that craving for or that addiction to sugar. I'm not really sure in your personal case. I just know, like, when I try to lower my caffeine intake, I get a tremendous headache, and I'll go from like one source of caffeine to another source where I crave it. So maybe that's like that sugar addiction leaving your body, and it takes 3 days. It takes 3 days for you to overcome a sugar addiction. So try it again. And if you have that craving for sugar, you know, one thing that changed my taste buds tremendously is lime. So have a squeeze a little lime in your mouth. I know a lot of people don't like that.
Okay.
It's for 5 seconds. It's 5 seconds, folks. Or put lime in water or put lime on your food. That acidity of the lime will literally change your taste buds. Okay, love?
Wow. Listen, thank you so much. How do you do the apple cider vinegar?